So I'm here with Davo after a 4-0 away defeat to Blackfield and Langley in the Russell Coates Cup. Davo, just before we talk about the game, I just want to apologise. I don't believe that the audio was able to be uploaded after the game on Saturday, which is disappointing for the listeners, so apologies for that.
Yeah, it was a shame because we had a good performance Saturday. It was nice to give my thoughts. We had a good chat after the game and it was a decent performance, a very professional job done. So, yeah, shame that didn't upload, but rest assured, it was a decent performance.
And on to tonight's game then, bit of a challenge all round really. I saw in the end that you only had 12 players named on the team sheet, which is never ideal when you come into a club like Blackfield. Never really got yourself going in the first half, and the first goal being a cross that sort of found its way in. It was just one of those nights for you tonight, maybe.
Yeah, I'd agree. It was what sort of could go wrong did go wrong today. We've had, like I said, a squad of 12 that have come, including my assistant was our only sub. We had, I think, two lads that were cried off ill today. Another lad, what we knew, couldn't make it because of work. And another lad was going to be here and then got tied up in London and couldn't get here. So we had, I think, five that dropped out that would normally be involved. Which made it very, very difficult for us. I mean, we don't need to give Blackfield a leg up. They're a good side. They've got some good players. They spend a lot of money here, and they're going well in the league. And to come in heavily depleted, it's disappointing because we've got ourselves into four quarterfinals. We're beaten by a better side in Winchester the other day, and then today and Thursday we've got two quarterfinals and we're just heavily depleted, and it's a shame because you work so hard to get there. To sort of have to put out weakened teams is a real shame. So yeah, that's my excuses out of the way. We had a heavily depleted squad, come on here and didn't perform. It was an incredibly flat performance. Flat, everything about it. I mean, the game was flat, and the sort of atmosphere around the place was flat. Even then, strange game really for a quarterfinals of a cup. I know they've got a game on Thursday as well, so they, that maybe they had sort of weren't overly enthused about the game as we were. But for their, from their point of view, they had 15, 16 players here on the team sheet, and they changed three players over at half time. They've afforded to do that, and it's, yeah, it's difficult.
And as you say, disappointing first half, really. You never got yourself going. The first goal, as I mentioned earlier, was a cross that's found its way in. The second goal, I think it was about six or seven passes in the build-up, and not a single player got anywhere near the ball. And then the lad's been able to chest it down, and his sort of strike partner's come on and finished with a half volley. And you must have gone into half-time quite disappointed with the first half display after recent performances.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. It was the first goal was a freak goal. It was a cross which sort of didn't even catch the ball properly, but it just dropped in. Pricey thought he was going to touch it, and it's just dribbled in the corner. 1-0 after like a minute. You don't need that with a much changed side. And then obviously the second goal, it was a good move from their point of view, but we didn't lay a finger on them. It was ridiculous, Ball in, ball set off, strike, and then Pricey should have saved it. Really, he said he should have. He got a hand to it. A keeper of his quality, and we know how good he is. He would save it. It wasn't a big error or anything, but I know he saved them in the past, so that was a shame. And to go in 2-0, like I said, we didn't really do an awful lot right in that half. Yet we still sort of created three or four chances. We hit the post. Keeper made a good save from a free kick, which we hit the side net in. It was strange because they didn't really have many other shots other than that, and yet we played so poorly, and yet we were 2-0 down at half time. It was a real shame.
In the second half, you looked much better, so whatever you said at half time obviously had an effect. You came out, you looked much, as I say, looked like you had a change, and you looked much better going forwards and more defensively as well. And for 20 minutes you probably were on top of the game, never really had a clear cut chance, I don't think. But had you nicked a goal, I certainly think the game might have panned out differently and they may have had a wobble. But then obviously the penalty goes against Ben Toy, looked a bit harsh, but a pen's a pen, and they convert, and then the final goal probably sums up the night, really. A bit of a flat goal, lack of celebration, poor goal really all round.
Yeah, it was. I thought we were better second in the second half. It was a heavy old wind, which didn't help. It seemed to pick up in the second half, and that made it difficult for goal kicks and clearances and stuff like that. But yeah, we played a bit better. We, you know, we were a little bit higher tempo. Still not anywhere near what we can be. They sort of kept us at arm's length. Really, we didn't really penetrate. We got some good bits of play, but we didn't ever really get in behind them or get through them. And we actually created better chances in the first half than the second half. But yeah, we played better. We played better. We looked a better team. And then obviously the penalty went against us, which was incredibly harsh. I thought the ref was poor all night. You know, they're an experienced team. They shout, scream for things, and they got loads of decisions. And I said to the ref, if we shouted and screamed, would you give us stuff? And I think they probably would do. You know, in the end, they got the third and then a fourth, which, you know, we're throwing men forward and stuff like that. You know, it's a nothing goal and a nothing end to the game, like you say. Very disappointed to lose 4-0. I didn't think it was a fair reflection of the game, really, without us ever playing very well. And I wish them well. I know Housie well, the manager, good lad. I wish them well against Gosport.
And as you said earlier, busy week. Another game on Thursday, another quarter final of a cup competition. It's away against Bagshot Lee. And again, the games come thick and fast with another home league game on Saturday. I suppose, first of all, you're probably delighted with last Saturday's recent performance and the fact you picked up 3 points in the league. The game on Thursday is a cup competition which you successfully got to the final of last year, albeit not winning it. And then obviously you got another home league game with a chance to break that 40-point mark on Saturday.
Yeah, we look forward to Thursday. It's difficult. We're going to have to get ourselves ready for that, pick ourselves up. Hopefully we come with a little bit more of a fired-up attitude, and we can pick up a win and get us through to the semi-finals. A tough semi-final against Camberley, we know, is going to be difficult. So if it's a tough old ask to beat Bagshot Lee, you know, they're going to beat us, I'm sure, and we're going to need to be at it, or otherwise, you know, we'll come unstuck. It's a tough game, tough place to go. We went there and did a good job in the FA Cup. Can we go and do it again in this cup? Hopefully we've got a few lads back. I feel a little bit disappointed that we weren't able to field a bigger squad today. And like I said, it's a shame the conditions and everything, with the weather and games called off and stuff, has meant that we've had this ridiculous run of fixtures. And you know, we've fallen foul to that today with a weakened squad and a dreadful performance.
And any final thoughts on tonight at all?
No, just hopefully the lads can get themselves up at home and rested and prepared for Thursday. It's a mad turnaround of games, and hopefully we can pick ourselves up and get ourselves ready for a tough game against Bagshot on Thursday. We'll look forward to it, and good luck to Blackfield in the next round.
Well, commiserations on tonight, and best of luck, obviously, for Thursday.
Cheers, mate.